This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sergeant Rachel Badgley. The Sergeant Major of the Army is implementing some positive changes for the Army's physical fitness program. Staff Sergeant Justin Putz talks to him about this in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Physical fitness is a part of resiliency, and it will help us to be a better Army into the future.
That's why Sergeant Major of the Army Raymond Chandler says there will be at least one master fitness trainer per company by 2015.
Going to have a huge impact on our ability to not only understand physical fitness, but also to help us with injury prevention and proper diet and nutrition that are going to have very, very big impacts for us in the future.
The Army plans to certify 6,000 master trainers over the next 3 years.
Combat engineers across U.S. Army Europe compete in Bamberg, Germany to see who truly is the best sapper.
8 two-man engineer teams compete head-to-head during the Sapper Stakes Lanes, where they show their strength and endurance during a challenging timed obstacle course, and then transition to a round-robin event that involves knowledge-based sapper and engineer skills. U.S. Army First Lieutenant Jonathan Janos, a competitor during the competition, gives his respect to all the teams.
Some of these guys came out here injured, so my hat's off to them to push it through. And, to, you know, they may not have got the best time, but they came through and they did it. They took it all the way to the end.
The team of First Lieutenants Tim and Winsel from the 535th Engineer Company dominated the competition and took first place.
In light of recent reports regarding last year's suicide rates rising across the Army, we'd like to highlight Ready and Resilient, the Army's holistic approach to total health care for its soldiers, family members, and civilians. The Army has increased screening efforts to improve the diagnosis and treatment of soldiers. For more information, please visit army.mil/readyandresilient. That's your Soldiers Radio News.